SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? Humbiddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Oh, how about this, people? It's a Wednesday. It's a solo mission for your boy, Donnie Wrightside, as we get ready for Major League Baseball, which first pitch scheduled for tomorrow. While we're on the air on the early line on Thursday, games will be live. And away we go in the Major League Baseball season. A lot of fun to be had tonight. NBA action. Very strong card across the board here for us. How about that, huh? How about that? But you know what I want to start off with? First, let's get the stuff out of the way, right? Me? You know who it is. It's Donnie Wrightside here. What show is this? Absolutely, you know that it's Moneyline in the afternoon. The best hour of your day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We bring that heat. Phone calls, always welcome here. Hot topics, you know how to get down. Let's start here. You know who I'm going after right now? Charles Dwayne Baker Jr. Does anybody know that name? Should you know that name? Well, he is, in effect, the NCAA, I guess they call him president of the NCAA. Yeah, this got me heated up this morning. Now, Joe Ranieri and myself, we're doing a fine edition of the early line, which we do every single day, Monday through Friday. Usually it's myself and Ben Stevens, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM channel 159. The reason why this is getting me heated up right now is I call this the blind leading the blind. Now, if you have to go back and take a look at what, you know, Charles Dwayne Baker Jr. is, short for Charlie Baker. That's what he goes by. Well, this is a career politician that has now stepped into the NCAA limelight, let's just say. The NCAA, who quite frankly is maybe the worst run organization in the history of sport. The reason I say that is, has anything the NCAA ever done that you said, you know what, boy, that makes a lot of sense. That's great. They had a quick ruling hand, and away you go into the future. They have the best of the best interest for players, coaches, and students alike. No, they don't. They're horrendous. Everything they do is wrong. They take extremely long to come around on things, because we were led to believe that back in the day, right, couldn't transfer in or out. If you did transfer, you had to sit out an entire year. You couldn't take a $20 handshake from a booster because that would cancel you for the rest of the season. We were told that's great for college athletics. Now we're told that's terrible for college athletics, and you should be able to transfer as many times as you want, go to how many schools you want, make as much money as you want, and now you're de facto employees / professional athletes already. So the news that came down this morning was NCAA President Charlie Baker is calling for a ban on college prop bets in states with legal sports wagering. And he quotes by saying this: sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. Are you kidding me? What world do I live in right now? Is that a serious question, a serious statement there? College kids are getting harassed because of props that for 90% of the college basketball players don't even exist in the regular season. That when you get to the tournament, there are prop bets here. And quite frankly, maybe the most fun we've ever had on a show, at least for myself, doing a live college basketball game and betting multiple props and cheering them on. Now, that's beyond the point of that's not what I actually want, right? That's not the point of it here. But the point is, Charlie Baker, the head of the NCAA, who has no idea probably what gambling even is or even has a leg to stand on, just figures, let me just make this. Hey, you know what? The integrity of the sports is up for grabs. You know what integrity would be then? Charles Duane Baker, the junior. Say, hey, NCAA, look, it's all come together. You know, ratings are up. Everything's fantastic. Women's game has never been bigger. And by the way, you can bet on the women's game now. Let's not receive any revenues and don't allow any gambling in college basketball. Let's just say he did that and took a stand because, you know, we're always going to be looking out in the best interest of our college athletes. Meanwhile, you never do that, and you've never done that before. So let's just say they take that call and say, we're not going to take any gambling money. We don't want any of that. I know our ratings are going to suffer, but it's for the betterment of the college basketball game, right? That's the angle that Charlie Baker is going to take here. So me being, you know, all-encompassing in this gambling world, I've worked offshore, you know, I know all about that business, I know about bookies, like many of you listening do as well. But the advent of legalized sports gambling in the United States was fantastic for one reason and one reason only. Yes, it's easier for me to get down bets here with the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey, and we have like 50 books we can go on. It's fantastic. It's great. I've always been a gambler, and I love the fact that it came to light because now there's many more jobs in this industry and a lot more fun to talk about. And it's okay now when you watch a telecast where they don't have to go like, some people in the desert might have liked that final field goal. Don't you remember that? When it was all taboo where they had to talk like that instead of saying, yeah, 3-point spread in this game. They're favored. What do you think? It's much better that way. But here's what Charlie Baker wants. Because you know what? Governing the NCAA, we've never seen point shaving scandals. Right? Before legalized gambling in college basketball. Oh, that's right. We have multiple times. Right? So now what you're saying is, you know, people want to bring sports betting into the light so everybody can see it for what it is, which I 100% agree with. If there are irregularities in betting, we now have companies that can flag that, that can tell us there might be a chance that this game is being compromised and we are going to look into it, which would vaporize that player and or that team and it wouldn't happen again. But Charlie Baker's telling you, no. Let's bring organized crime into this. Let's bring the offshore business back because I'll tell you right now. Bookies in the offshore market absolutely salivating right now that there's a chance that you might not be able to bet college prop bets here, which includes football as well. And they go, oh, we just got back in the market in a big way here. Do you see what I'm saying on this? It's in the spotlight now. There are checks and balances for players doing the wrong thing. And quite frankly, they've done the wrong thing many times over the past 50 to 60 years by taking money to throw basketball games. It's been proven. It's been tested. It's been brought to court. And people have been convicted here. But now we have a fail-safe put in place to immediately eradicate that with betting intricacies of $80,000 on a prop bet in college, which, by the way, guys, you can't even get that much down. You'd be lucky to get a grand or two down on a prop bet here. We're led to believe that Charlie Baker probably has been told somebody's betting $1 million on Stetson's point guard's 3-point shots in the middle of the A-Sun season. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense here, people. I won't stand for it. Charlie Baker, idiot number one of the day. No idea what he's talking about here with college prop bets and the college betting markets here. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? Let's move on to better things next. It's Moneyline, and I'm Donnie Wrightside.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get to the good stuff now, people. It's what we like to do. I'm going to call in, give your boy Donnie Wrightside a phone call today on a Wednesday. Tell me how excited you are for Major League Baseball season. Go on and do it. 844-843-6879 are the numbers to get through. But I do have a couple TVs on us. We are waiting because tomorrow is one of the great days in the sports landscape. I love opening day in Major League Baseball. You guys know I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I get Zach Wheeler and Strider tomorrow on the mound. Fantastic. By the way, I already bet that total yesterday. Just a little piece of it. at under 8. It's now 7.5 across the board. Keep in mind, a little bit shaky if they're actually going to play the game here in the Northeast in Philadelphia. Rain expected in the forecast. Lovely balmy weather around 50 degrees and winds blowing in. I just thought it was great. Like, if you have two pitchers like Wheeler and Strider that are going to get after it here, it's almost like you're telling yourself, like, come on now. Even if they go 5 to 6 innings, like, how much damage are we doing at the plate in those cold conditions with two dominant guys on the mound? We'll see how it bears out tomorrow, but we do have a full slate. Starts at 1 o'clock. That is Milwaukee and New York, which is supposed to get underway there with the New York Mets with Quintana on the mound. But that game also, similar to what we're looking at in Philadelphia, right in the forecast all the way through, almost identical conditions. About 50 degrees at first pitch, wind blowing in about 5 to 6 miles an hour. It's not optimum there, certainly. The Angels, see, I'm already going to start to get upset. The Angels open up in Baltimore. Like, why don't the Baltimore Orioles open up in L.A.? Because, again, similar conditions probably, right? Mid-Atlantic, Northeast here. Cooler conditions, chance of rain in the forecast. Let me see about Baltimore. It looks like cloudy is what they're saying right now. But, again, 50 degrees with a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing in from left field. Why are we not just having everybody open up on the West Coast like the first couple weeks of the season? What's the problem with that? Why can't we do that? But we have one game, as we said, at 1 o'clock, two games at 3 o'clock Eastern, then 4 o'clock is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Starting at 4:10 p.m. Eastern, which is awesome. Then we have a night slate, which, again, we'll be watching a lot of Sweet 16 action tomorrow. But if you still like to watch some baseball and get down, this game at 7:35 and then three games in the 10 o'clock scope. So good times all the way through tomorrow as we get there. Now, handicapping early, right, guys, in Major League Baseball season. You know me. I love betting baseball. Love to share my knowledge with the people out there. Love to put tickets and picks out on Twitter and X, and away we go. It's a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. But I always preface this by saying, if we make a profit in the month of April, which quite frankly we've done quite a bit, it's more luck than being good. It's more educated guesses and saying, like, well, this player is good. This pitcher I don't think is so good. So let's take this guy to get 2+ bases, a couple RBI. You get the drift, right, in team totals. Now, I got to tell you, I still think that I'm going to be in somewhat on team totals this season. But, you know, the evolution of a gambler, which includes myself, changes all the time. And it's the same thing in the NFL as well. Like, I do think the market that you can exploit most of all is not the side, is not the game total. Quite frankly, it's not even the team total at this point. I really believe last year, coming up on the RBI props and also laddering them up, I love round robins in Major League Baseball now with dogs. And when I mean dogs, not actually the side of the game, which is what it used to be, right? Hey, pick 5 underdogs you think have a chance to win tomorrow, round robin them together, match up a couple, you win some money. But obviously, 99% of the RBI props are dog prices, which means you're getting money back. Plus 110, plus 130, plus 180, plus 220, plus 460. You take those same players to get 2 RBI, now you're talking about plus 480, plus 500, plus 700. And think about the process through that, too. I mean, granted, it is hard to get RBI, right? But in the same process is last year, trying to quantify and say, okay, obviously it's easier to get 1 RBI than it is 2. But think of how many times how you've gotten those RBI in the past. Men on 2nd and 3rd, single. That's 2 runs right there. That's 2 RBI. Like, how did you get your first RBI? Hey, solo home run, right? Like, great. Cashes in a ticket. Fantastic. I'm happy, but it's usually a guy or two on base at that point. 2 RBI right off the break. Then on 1st and 2nd, double down the line with 2 outs. 2 guys score runs here. That's 2 RBI. The pricing is massive. You might go from a plus 160 price up to a plus 560 price on that 2 RBI or more. So as the season progressed last year, I looked more and more over to betting multiple RBI games than just having a single RBI game, because the price points just made sense and the way they were actually getting those RBI. Now, granted, there's been a lot of times where, hey, look, I bet 2 RBIs, 2 of my guys got 1 RBI. Boy, I wish I only went 1 RBI. I hear you on that. But over the long haul, it was very profitable to take 2 RBI or more in those essence. So the reason I'm talking about this setting up for, you know, Major League Baseball, and in the past, I'll tell you what's worked out a lot. False flag games is what we call them. And I always preface this by saying, well, Donnie, what does that actually mean? But typically, it's in the early season. A game line that doesn't make all that much sense. You could spot them right away. A game total that you might think is a little bit too high or a little bit too low. But typically, the false flag deals with a side and it's an underdog. Because most teams early in the season in Major League Baseball coming out of the gate always think they have a chance to make the playoffs, and rightfully so. Vibes are high in the locker room. Vibes are high in the front office. First week of baseball, you know, you're not supposed to be that good this year. You think you're not going to be that great. The players usually think they're going to be great. Ownership hopes the team is good. Get up to an over 500 record after 2 weeks for a team you didn't expect to do anything, let's just say this season. A la the Chicago White Sox. Look like they're going to be a bad ball club. They open up and take that opening season series against Detroit. They're feeling good about themselves into the season. But they're still going to be priced like an underdog because they're not a good team. In the month of April, where you have your starting pitchers that typically can be dominant, they're not going that long in games. Pitchers in April aren't going nine innings if they're flowing. I mean, heck, pitchers don't even go nine innings in July or August. That's just not Major League Baseball anymore. Your bullpen, still waiting to get settled in. Who's your sixth inning guy? Who's your seventh inning guy? Eighth inning guy? How about a closer that you have? Is he ready to go for the season? And also, being in Major League ballparks in colder conditions, where you just played, what, a month and a half of spring training in warm conditions, 70-plus degrees. Some of these games in April, guys, we're going to be playing in 30 and 40-degree weather. The Colorado Rockies aren't going to have rainouts here. They're going to have snowouts. It's cold this time of year. Today, it's cold in the Northeast. Tomorrow, when some of these games get underway, which I just told you about the Mets and the Brewers and the Phillies and the Braves, it's going to be really cold tomorrow. 50 degrees, a little bit of wind and rain, that's not comfortable conditions. The ball doesn't travel all that far. So the reason we talk about taking a lot of dogs in April is just that. Cold conditions, cities that we're playing in, ball's not traveling that far, starting pitcher's not stretched out, which is your advantage. But primarily, you are betting on the starting pitcher. If you have a starting pitcher, let's just say, in 50-degree temperatures in Philadelphia tomorrow, like, are we letting Strider go into the eighth inning with 103 pitches? No. No, he's going six innings, probably good or bad. Which leaves three full innings to get after it. Now, look, I know the Braves have a good bullpen. Take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies, Zach Wheeler. They want to stretch Wheeler out and have him throw 100 pitches tomorrow on opening day? That's not happening. No shot. So you're looking at the top of the rotation, guys not going long. It's a dog-eat-dog world, man. You shouldn't be laying juice in the month of April. You just shouldn't be doing that. By the way, where's the Dodgers at? The Dodgers play opening day? Where's LAD? Glasnow's on the mound versus Michaelis. Dodgers are home. Get used to this, right? Michaelis is probably the best pitcher right now on St. Louis. Opened up at a minus 210 price, now sits at 225, 230, and as high as 245 here in New Jersey at Bet365. Get used to that price. It is going to be on an ultra-rare occasion that the Dodgers are even going to be underdogs anywhere they play. It's a pretty wild scene. So I always advise, first month of the season in Major League Baseball, take a lot of notes, take a lot of dogs, have some fun on RBI props, because by the way, your boy's 2-0 already this season. Because even though we cheer on opening day tomorrow, which is Thursday, technically opening day was last week in Seoul, Korea for the Seoul Series, which Shohei Ohtani got an RBI in back-to-back games, which I cashed in on. Major League Baseball starts up tomorrow, people, and I am ready for the grind. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Where does the money come from in LA, people? For the Los Angeles Dodgers, Jeff Passan reports, catcher Will Smith signed a 10-year, $140 million contract extension with the Dodgers, which is crazy because I guess the Dodgers, smartly so, playing that long game. Get as many good players as you can in now. Hopefully the cap continues to go up and things change over the next dozen years. You don't have to really pay this. And the one thing that Major League Baseball, the small market teams, also are getting upset with is the fact that these teams are circumventing the salary cap by using, you know, deferred money on the back end, which is genius by the teams at the top. But that wasn't the spirit of the rule with the luxury tax. So again, Will Smith getting $140 million. You say this, I'm like, hey, that's a ton of money. Well, technically, it's only $14 million spread out over 10 years. They can handle that with ease. So Will Smith taking that long extension here, can't fault him for the $140 million. Congratulations to him. But the Dodgers, every position, it feels like, is a $100 million contract guy. Just the way it is. It's the big market here. They're trying to buy a World Series. We'll see if it works out this year. But there are ways to get around that and maybe bet some other teams in the National League to try to knock them off, which does include, did you see in the middle of the night last night, guys? Congratulations, Scott Boras, one of the best free agents in the offseason, Jordan Montgomery, goes over to the Arizona Diamondbacks. How about that? Off the street now, people. He actually got paid. Isn't that impressive? Isn't that what we waited for here? Wanted hundreds of, I can't even say hundreds of million dollars. That's not correct. Let's just say he's probably looking for around a $100 million contract. Doesn't get it. Instead, 1 year. 1 year. $25 million with a vesting option for $25 million more in year number two. So in the past couple weeks, what have we actually seen here? Ridiculousness out of Scott Boras. And if there is collusion in Major League Baseball, this is the one time I'll support it. Let's collude against Scott Boras. Love the fact that he did his two biggest clients in the offseason a disservice here. I should have said pitching clients probably, right? An absolute flat-out disservice. Both of them way under market value, signed late, and away we go. So hopefully that is a sign of the times here for Major League Baseball. They're not going to let Scott Boras dictate the off seasons anymore. Players need to be signed and be signed basically in the first 2 weeks. Every other sports landscape does it. Get these guys signed, keep the excitement high, and away you go. Let's get to the phone lines here and have some fun. You know the drill. It's 844-843-6879. First up here, Chris from Austin checking in on a Wednesday, the day before the madness continues and Major League Baseball begins. What's up there, Chris?
DRS, hey, man, good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
What's up, man? Talk to me. What do we got?
First of all, happy birthday, JP. When he was screening me, it's my wife's birthday, so we both got plans tonight. Yeah, taking the wife out for her 51st birthday. And,
happy birthdays.
And JP, the same, 26, same age as my son. That's crazy. But hey, DRS, man, you know, we're baseball guys. We love baseball.
Yes.
And I think I'm 3-1 or 4-1 to start out. Dodgers team total.
There you go.
I had that over in the second game. I had the under in the first game. Mm-hmm. And I had the Padres in the second game. But, so, I figured I'd call you. You were right up my alley talking about weather conditions tomorrow in Philly. What, it's wet, it's cool, but the starters are only going 5-6 innings, right? And we got Wheeler, we got Strider, correct? Five innings out of each. Which bullpen is better?
It's true. Probably looking at the Braves. So you'd always give the nod to the Braves, yeah.
At minus 120 and the total at 7.5 and minus 115, I think that's a good bet. Also with Toronto down in Tampa, that's what we look for. We try to make the most of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at Toronto down there in Tampa at plus 116 money line, 7.5. I like that too, man. So, yeah, it's good you didn't let the people know about the wind and which direction, because I think there's going to be a northern wind there at Citizens Bank. But, you know, that's a small ballpark, man, so we'll take something out there. And, man, didn't they do a bad job, Boras? How in the world does the National League Cy Young Award winner doesn't get signed until a week before the start of the season? That's bad business, bro, so I'm with you on that. Hey, for tonight tonight, man, I've got a DRS. Tell me about Clemson. I've got a 22-1 to make the Final Four. I put a full unit on it. I got a full unit on it. 22-1, man. I took them at plus 7.5. I like Illinois' team total over 72.5. Also UConn's at 73.5. Those are good ways that you can kind of stay away from that line. I still like UConn at minus 11.5, though. But I'm going to play those team totals. You know, you're a big proponent of that, even in baseball, which you talk a lot about. So that's what I'm looking at tomorrow. I like Duke plus 165 money line. UConn And then tonight I got 6.5 with the Warriors. It's down to 5.5.
There you go. I like the way we see it here. By the way, I do love the picks that Chris is bringing up, but I got to tell you, I'm rooting against him in a couple spots. I want UConn to get beat. I do. I need him to get beat for my brackets, Chris, and also for my pocket because it eases up on a few things. Like, I took long shots in this tournament for Iowa State. My shortest shot here is on Houston, so obviously Connecticut going down there, but I know you said you did like Duke in that spot here at the 4.5. Duke's playing some really good basketball, and I'm going to need some help this weekend to make it through with a couple of those looks, but I'm just hoping they can get to the Final Four so we can line up and have some fun and hedge out some wagers and get some guaranteed cash. That's what we need here. Oh, that's what we're looking forward to. But Major League Baseball tomorrow ramped up and ready to go, having some fun. Also watching on the TV LSU's Pro Day, which apparently Malik Nabers is now the best player in the draft that we've ever seen because he did one really straight, really fast in shorts. But that's for another day at this point right now. Let's get back to the phone lines, having some fun. The Moose is loose in the great state of Ohio. It's a Wednesday right here on Moneyline. Talk to me, Moose. What do you got?
I tell you what, you know what's great? It's Wednesdays without Walsh. And I tell you what, this is what's great as well, okay? So, JP, I owe you an apology. I did not wish you happy birthday. I forgot.
It was
my daughter's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, JP, and happy birthday to Chris's relatives as well. So, and this is what I'm bringing. I'm bringing some heat. I'm bringing some heat, DRS, and this is where I'm at, okay? So in the great state of Ohio and Cleveland Municipal Stadium, growing up watching the Perry brothers and their spitballs, and I tell you what, okay? So if you look it up, and if you're a mustard fan, Cleveland used to put out the stadium mustard with the Cleveland Indians. Yes. The Cleveland Indians on that bottle of mustard, not the Guardians, okay? The Indians. I'm still an Indians fan. And that woke community can kiss my living rump roast, all right? Because, you know, go get that. Go have a great hot dog tomorrow. Just put some mustard on it, all right?
Yes,
I'm bringing the food into it. I'm out of here. You guys have a great day. Happy birthday, JP. I'm out.
There you go. Another big call there. And by the way, I mean, I'm going to be obviously working tomorrow, not at Citizens Bank Ballpark at 3 o'clock. And by the way, news just breaking. The Mets and the Brewers game tomorrow, which I told you we'd have live Major League Baseball right here on Moneyline to talk about and watch, that's already been postponed. So you know who's next. The Philadelphia Phillies game has to be next to be postponed. So maybe we don't even get an opening day for the Philadelphia Phillies on opening day here. But also, it should be mandatory. Number one, I think like it should be a holiday. Like the NFL opening day should be a holiday. Holiday weekend there for the Super Bowl. Holiday for obviously the opening of Major League Baseball. Like all that stuff should happen. But having said that, come on now, man. You need a hot dog tomorrow in your life, right? The one thing we've always chastised on this program is we know the co-host on this show, right? Kevin Walsh. Big guy, right? We lovingly say big guy. Man doesn't like hot dogs. Like, what is this? What type of world do we live in? Like, are you telling me right now, because, again, when I'm not on my fast, right, and I'm ready to eat, if let's just say I didn't eat yet for the day, and I was going to catch an early Philadelphia Phillies game, let's just say a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday afternoon. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat at the ballpark. Can eat whatever I want. And then I get a little Shake Shack for a burger, some fries. But it feels like you have to absolutely get a hot dog. The hot dogs just taste better at the ballpark, don't they? Like, I know we can grill up a nasty hot dog in our backyard, you know, put all the freshest ingredients on it, but something about just eating a hot dog at the ballpark just feels right and makes it taste a lot better, right? And by the way, for me growing up as an 80s kid in Veterans Stadium, boy, food has come a long way in the ballpark, hasn't it, guys? Like some people my mid-40s age bracket, right? We would go to a game and you might get some stale popcorn, hot dog, stale pretzel, flat soda. You go to ballparks now, and it's like you're walking around a food court for the most part of it. Now, granted, the pricing, outrageous. I mean, we can all agree. And I know prices are going up in spades over the past couple years. But when you go to a ballpark, right, like just the stuff that makes you laugh, like you're paying like $10 for a Coors Light or more. Beer here. Get your beer. Right here.
Get your beer here. Fresh beer. Ice cold beer.
That'll be $12. What? $12? Man, it's getting out of control here. But all this food talk, opening day, Major League Baseball. Oh, and the Phillies, right behind it, baby, have canceled opening day. What's the point, people? What's the point of opening day if we're not playing in a little bit of rain? My goodness. I'm already excited here, and now I'm not. We'll be right back. Somebody cheer me up over here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Break it all down, people. No need to handicap the early games on the Major League Baseball slate for Thursday opening day. Why? In succession here, back-to-back moments. First, the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Mets announced that they have canceled their, I should say the Mets because of the home team, have announced they are canceling opening day, pushing it back to Friday. Then the 3:05 start between the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, that game now pushed back to Friday at 3:05. So two games down. We'll wait for some of the other games that do have some rain in the forecast, which I don't really think Baltimore has all that much rain in the forecast overall. I think Cincinnati's going to be okay. So we shouldn't have too many games that we're worried about. Let me take a look here at this Kansas City game. Nah, 66 degrees. So looks like probably the only two games that would be canceled would be the first two of the day. Brewers, Mets, Braves, and the Philadelphia Phillies. So just to keep the people updated on some of those things happening. And for me as a Phillies fan, was looking forward to opening day tomorrow, being against the Braves. Great pitching matchup. Just gets pushed to Friday, but that's okay. Because we're going to have plenty of baseball to talk about tomorrow. Plenty of fun to be had, but also Sweet 16 action tips off tomorrow night as well. Might have a little bit of time to talk about that, but again, tomorrow we'll have plenty of time. Kevin comes back on the air. We'll have some fun, talk about some of those bets, who we like, and some of the updated prop bets that should never go away in college basketball, despite what the dope that runs the NCAA is trying to tell us. Now, let's get to some Major League Baseball information here. Usually we're talking about opening day and having fun. Now we're talking about opening day, which was opening day last week. We don't know technically. Is it tomorrow? Two games canceled right off the bat. For me, a little bit of a letdown, my favorite squad. But now we're getting to the crux of some arguments today. We had Rick Haro on this morning with us in this morning, on the early line, talking about the Shohei Ohtani situation. Because yes, there will be lawyers that get involved. But the question is going to come from, this is now an FBI investigation with a well-known bookie, apparently, who was booking those bets. The question is going to be now, if the stories match up along with the timeline from what Shohei Ohtani and his new interpreter slash old interpreter slash Dodgers are trying to line up right now. This could get really ugly, because the one thing when you have a sports landscape like Major League Baseball, let's understand one thing, people. Sports understanding and sports, you know, in itself is a contained environment, typically, right? Player assaults another player on the field. A fight. Simple fight on the field. Usually, the authorities aren't going to get involved. It's up to the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NFL to step in and say, that's a suspension, you're not going to do that again, and here's your fine. The reason I bring it up is because it's out of the jurisdiction of law enforcement typically. Now, the one interesting part here where you start to get down a rabbit hole, and I know Moose usually chimes in with this stuff and we'll get his opinions all throughout this Ohtani process, is when you're going through, like when you hear Ohtani and his camp say, this is now a matter we're turning over to the authorities, right? Now you're going to have internet sleuths and certainly beat reporters and reporters that deal with this type of stuff start to dig in. So the questions I love now are, okay, we'll take you at your word, Ohtani, even after that story's changed multiple times already, that you've handed it over to the authorities. A day or two goes by. Now we're getting this. Oh, by the way, what authorities did you hand that over to so we might be able to, you know, ask them some questions? No comment. So, like, I always talk about, like, what authorities did they hand this over to? Because it's one thing if the FBI gets involved, it's like, hey, we're worried about this bookmaker. But it's another one when you're talking about a theft of close to $5 million. Who's actually getting in deep with that? Another reason I bring it up here is, again, talking about baseball as being a business. Do you know what baseball wants to happen? This story to completely go away and never resurface and never get into any details. Shohei Ohtani is the biggest baseball player on the planet, who just signed a monster contract in one of the biggest markets in the world in Los Angeles. They don't want to upset the apple cart, people. They don't. And I understand that. It's like when you look at big scandals in any sports landscape, business-wise, or anything. You don't want to dig deep because it's only going to hurt your pockets. Do you think the Dodgers now invested all this money in Shohei Ohtani and away they go into the next 10 years where they're going to be an absolute giant? Do you think they want to lose this guy or just answer questions or get him banned from baseball? They don't want to see that here. Now, teams of his rivals in the NLF, they love it. They would love if they dig deeper and deeper and find Ohtani was actually handicapping and gambling on baseball games themselves or whatever he was doing with an illegal bookmaking operation. But we're not even at the, you know, crust of this before we get into the deep part of it. Looks like Moose is calling back in here to give some insight here. So I'm going to get him back on the line. Moose, you here?
Yes, sir. Okay.
So Moose, let me...
This is basically how it goes. Okay?
Yep.
So when you're in the courtroom or when you're digging into all of these matters, there's something that is referred to as discovery. Okay? So what's going to happen if the authorities get involved? They're going to have to obtain this information in several ways, either through his comments or also through the Public Information Act, okay, when they can request records, or they're going to start throwing subpoenas out on phone records, on bank accounts, or they're going to throw the information out on the betting establishments on where this money was bet. So this can of worms is just going to grow huge, and it's not going to go away. It's just not going to go away. And I think his personal assistant, I think he got fired for other reasons, okay? They're trying to cover this up. And, yeah, I'm a huge conspiracy theorist, but they're trying to protect Ohtani, and it's not going to work. It's going to blow up. So I'm looking forward to this. But thanks for taking my second call. You guys have a great weekend. Great week.
There you go. It's a law enforcement. That's a sergeant in arms right there at the Sports Grid Network, particularly on Muddy Line. It's Moose. Let us know here. We want to dip into some legalities of how things go down. That's the guy to ask here, and that's the guy to have. But it just is interesting of where this is going to go, knowing that Major League Baseball would love to put an end to this overall thing, but they're probably not going to be able to do that. Now, when we talk about, like, betting and betting irregularities, again, I preface this by saying, like, how really short-sighted government is sometimes, and also people that don't understand actual gambling aspects and tendencies here, where you get idiots. And I say idiots, too. And New Jersey, for me, has been absolutely wonderful. Back in 2017, breaking the tide on PASPA, opening up legalized gambling throughout the United States, New Jersey paved the way for it, and it's been fantastic. Thank you. It allows me to earn a living and makes my day much, much more exciting because the advent of legally gambling on sporting events. It's great. Now, when I say this about New Jersey, we even have flaws as well. Because hear me out on this. Let's just say I'm within a 20-minute drive of Philadelphia from where I sit right now. I am about, let's just say, maybe an hour and a half-ish ride up to the Prudential Center in Newark. The reason I bring that up is that's where Seton Hall plays his home games. I can't bet on Seton Hall, but I can bet on the six teams around the Philly city limits. Make it make sense to me. Like, why do I live in New Jersey and I can't bet on state teams that are an hour and a half away, but I can go 15 to 20 minutes west and bet on Temple basketball, which is much closer? Like, do you see what I mean with that? Like, it doesn't make sense. And also, the stupidity of that, again, is tenfold. Because the point we're bringing up, because I'm going to bring up Jontay Porter in just a moment again from the Toronto Raptors. But do you see what I'm trying to level out? Like, if you have a team, and let's just say Seton Hall, nefarious things going on around the program, betting irregularities, these national companies now that are hired specifically to watch out for this can put a kibosh on it. You lead me to believe that nobody was gambling on Seton Hall basketball in New Jersey before legalized sports gambling. Do you see how stupid that sounds? Absolutely was going on. Like back in the day when Seton Hall was a really good program and getting to national championship games only to lose to, what was it? Was it Glenn Rice? I think it was Glenn Rice and the Michigan Wolverines back in the day, making a couple free throws at the end of the game. So New Jersey legislature was let us be like, hey, man, nobody gave him that game. It was great. I mean, morons. Absolute morons. So those are the people that are making these decisions without actually thinking about having any background in sports gambling and how it actually works. Because, again, we're led to believe, like you saw the fake tickets going around, right, for Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter. Bet all his unders and left the game early a couple times within a few weeks. That's going to raise flags. They're going to investigate that. Because if you have multiple wagers coming in on something that nobody really bets on all that much and something shady happens, like case in point, do you remember last year the big hubbub around Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors? Where word got out that Draymond wanted to, I think it was, and again, I don't even remember the exact specifics. I want to say wants to keep his streak alive for starting basketball games or whatever the heck it was. But he was going to basically take the tip and dip out. But sports books were quick, or should I say slow, to change up on that and lock those lines. And people got down. And they won the sports book going, oh, I'm going to refund all those bets. That's unfair. That's not unfair. They just beat you to the punch right here. And that is going to happen, and you can't do anything about it. But when we're talking about players who might be quote-unquote throwing basketball games or betting on themselves, the ones that raise a flag are not Jontay Porter scoring 38 points with 15 rebounds and 8 assists. Hey, went way over my total. No, it's I average 7 points a game and 5 rebounds. Take it under tonight because, by the way, watch me get sick 3 minutes into this and I have no chance of coming back into the game. That's what we want here. If you don't have legalized sports gambling, nobody's investigating that whatsoever. The more legalized gambling, the more options, and the more states that have it, the absolute better. Because we can keep track of it and boot guys if they're willing to put their careers on the line like Jontay Porter. Now, granted, we don't know if he did it or not, but they're investigating it. Same thing with Temple basketball. Hey, man, some interesting things happened in that UAB game at Temple, which Temple got smoked. They started to check into it. By the way, when they checked into it, Temple got really good, really fast, and made a run to the American Conference Championship game before getting knocked out. But to see my point of reference here, where we're having a guy from the NCAA come in and tell us it's bad for college students because, you know, there's a lot more pressures here. What are we talking about? So what's going to happen next? And let's just say NIL gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and the race to have a great football team really ramps up in an arms race in the SEC. Are we led to believe that the starting quarterback at Georgia, who we know is making $7 million a year at 19 years old, and he's like, wow, a lot of pressure on that kid. We need to take away the NIL so they go back to being college kids once again. It's madness. It's backwards thinking. So we want to believe that it was better when it was organized crime in the offshore market handling the situations and us act like with our head in the sand that nobody gambled through basketball games, bet on themselves, or bet against themselves. When you see stories like Jontay Porter coming out, this is exactly the way handicapping slash bookmaking slash we're going to control this environment should be. The catch falls. The safety nets that we have are doing exactly what we wanted, catching the people doing the wrong thing and making adjustments on it. Idiots, sometimes idiots, run our world here. It's ridiculous. I got one more segment to go today, this afternoon on a Wednesday, right here at Moneyline. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
final segment of the day here for a Wednesday. And tomorrow when you wake up, Major League Baseball opening day. Ain't it great? Along with the Sweet 16, great games on Thursday and Friday. And for all you people that love those underdogs, get out of here. We love underdogs in the moment. We don't love underdogs advancing when we realize they ruin the next game. Big dogs all across the map here in college basketball. That's what I like to see. And I can't wait for this Sweet 16 and Elite 8. Keep in mind, Kevin and I will be live in studio Friday night starting at 6:25, breaking down some of those games live in action that night. Cannot wait to watch some of those games play out. Rooting for a couple teams with interest and also, as much as the NCAA commissioner, president, whatever he calls himself, likes it or dislikes it, we will be betting a ton of college basketball props this weekend all the way through. Three-point shots, baby. You heard it here first. We're going to be lining those up left and right. Good NBA card, by the way, tonight. Announced Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James, who missed the game last night, in a victory. How about that? A victory over the Bucks on the road where they were getting smashed early. He's going to play tonight against Memphis. That line was 3.5 earlier at FanDuel. It's now up to 4.5, and rightfully so with that announcement here. A bet I made tonight, New York Knicks, Toronto Raptors. The Knicks are 13.5-point favorites on the road against the Raptors. If you haven't been paying attention, the Raptors have lost 11 straight games now. I took Dante DiVincenzo to get over 20.5 points. Last two games, 31 points and 40 points. They allowed him to shoot whatever he wants, whenever he wants, including splashing double-digit three-point shots. I believe he shot 23 point shots in the last game, making at least right around half of them. He made over double digits, which is absolutely incredible at that point. But I bet DiVincenzo to go over 20.5 points tonight in that Knicks-Raptors game. Phoenix Suns tonight against the Denver Nuggets, catching 7. The Suns just can't get it together right now. They really can't. And if we're looking at some of the injury information in this game overall, Bradley Beal maybe plays, maybe he doesn't play. Maybe the Suns show up, maybe they don't. We're going to have a hot show for you tomorrow, so make sure you're right back here in the afternoon on the Sports Grid Network and listen to Moneyline, because we got Major League Baseball opening day, some fun to talk about there, the Elite Eight and Sweet 16 for JP behind the scenes. It's Donnie Wrightside. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.